big weekend, the final weekend of the regular season at Fenway Park, when hopefully the Red Sox will have already wrapped up the American League East, but there will be celebrations aplenty as the team pays tribute to Big Poppy, David Ortiz. And to learn more about what's planned for that great weekend, we're joined on the phone by Red Sox Senior Vice President Ron Bumgarner. Ron, thanks for joining us.
Rich, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we're looking forward to the weekend, of course, and all that's happened in the last week or so is just making this celebration better than ever, because Red Sox fans can, I think at this point, feel reasonably comfortable that while this is the official farewell to Big Poppy, he's got a little more baseball left in him this season after that final weekend.
Well, we're not allowed to say that inside the walls of Fenway Park here, but I'm going to say it anyway. Feel pretty good about it, and it's fantastic what Poppy's doing this last season of his career here. It's just been special.
Well, it is certainly a season to remember just from his offensive performance alone, which is historic in what he's been able to accomplish. But then when you tie it in with how the team has been going, and after a couple of rough seasons, this was certainly needed and appreciated by the fan base. This has been, I have to say, one of the most enjoyable years because of the great mix that the club has put together here with veterans like Ortiz and Hanley Ramirez and Pedroia, and then the young guys meshing so well together.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's funny. I'm the ticket guy over here, and one of the things I do is when we're not doing so well, like the last 2 years, I'm the guy who ends up as the last resort on the angry calls from season ticket holders about it. And one of the things that cracks me up is what you kind of alluded to, and that's that seeing these young guys stepping up, and, you know, from Xander Bogaerts to Jackie Bradley to Mookie Betts to Benintendi to all these guys, it just makes it that much more, you know, special, because I recall many a phone call of saying, you know, go out and get, you know, a serious free agent. These young guys aren't going to work out. And then when we finally get the opportunity to get them in there and let them play every day, my goodness, they really have worked out. And we're so fortunate, because the future looks bright too, but it's going to be a different future without Poppy, you know, batting third or fourth in that lineup, that's for sure.
No question about that. Well, let's talk about some of the activities that are coming up, and actually some of them have begun already through NESN, the first of two terrific documentary pieces on Poppy. One has aired already and will be on again, and then also coming up on the 28th, the week from tomorrow, what they're calling the David Ortiz era, two terrific specials for fans of the Red Sox and David Ortiz.
Yes, absolutely. I haven't had a chance to see the second one yet, but it debuts on NESN on Wednesday, September 28th. And we're also going to have a viewing here at the ballpark if anybody out there would like to come watch it with a few thousand other fans at Fenway Park on Wednesday night, September 28th at 7 p.m. We're going to show the documentary on the big screen, and kids 12 and under are free, and adults are $5. So it should be a good time here at Fenway Park.
Well, among other things, in the final weekend, the team will be honoring David Ortiz with some special patches, right?
That is correct. The team's going to be wearing a special David Ortiz patch for all three games. And then on the Sunday game, that the last game of the regular season, every fan in attendance will also receive that patch as well as a giveaway. And the entire weekend is going to be a tribute to David. He's been very, he's been very strong-willed about not overdoing it during the season, but he's given us the green light to pay tribute on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because we're fortunate in being in the race like this that Sunday's already sold out and Friday and Saturday are getting close, so we're able to honor him on all 3 days. And it will be, you know, Friday night maybe folks from the Dominican Republic and friends and family and politicians, et cetera, that have played a part or experienced his philanthropy throughout the years. Saturday, it will be more of a tribute from other Boston sports teams. And then Sunday will be the actual ceremony where David will actually speak. So we're looking forward to the entire weekend and, you know, giving him a tribute that is so well-deserved for everything he's done, not just for the team, but what he's done for the community in Boston and New England, and also at his home in the Dominican Republic.
And I understand, too, you'll even have special bases at Fenway for that final weekend.
I haven't heard too much about that, but apparently there'll be special bases, and they'll be changing them in and out throughout the game. and a lot of them will be auctioned off later on for Ortiz's foundation and various charities throughout New England.
Now, can you let us in on any of the secrets about what he might be presented with that weekend? Probably not.
Well, as I kind of I just kind of alluded to earlier, I'm not in that loop, and it's a tightly held secret around here. But it's going to be a lot of fun. So
it's hard. We were talking about this earlier in the show, and maybe I've just sort of blocked it out of my mind to enjoy the season and not think about that. But he's been a fixture on this team for so long. It really is hard to imagine watching a game next year without David Ortiz strolling out with bat in hand. I can't picture it.
Yeah, and it's hard to imagine that we're not going to see him again. And it's for me personally, it's hard to imagine him being able to step away after having such a tremendous season. I was looking at the stats this morning, and he's got to be in the top five in probably 8 out of 10 categories, but probably everything but stolen bases.
We're talking with Red Sox Senior Vice President Ron Bumgarner. Now, we know what he's meant to the team in terms of his performance through the years. But, Ron, what has he also meant to the city of Boston? Because he has been one of those athletes who has embraced being a part of that Boston community as well.
I would say this. Living inside the walls of Fenway, one of the greatest things about David is every single game, he's giving back to the fans. So he's that, a lot of players get jaded a little bit, and everybody wants to focus on preparing for the game, but David always sets aside some time, whether he's signing autographs or whether he's, meeting with a kid from the Jimmy Fund or Dana-Farber, or he's always interacting with the fans, and he knows that the fans are what have put him in this position, and he pays it back on a regular basis, not only with, as I mentioned earlier, some of the philanthropic things he does throughout the community, but just how he gets out in the community. And he's one of those guys that if you were to walk up to him and say, hi, Poppy, he'd not only give you a high five, but probably give you a hug as well. And it's one of the reasons all of us that work here we're really going to miss him, and we hope that there's a role for him after this, which I'm sure that's probably in the planning.
Yeah, I would have to think he seems like one of those guys who is going to be a Red Sox forever and will always have some role with the team, whatever it might be, and certainly anything involving community relations would be a natural for him.
Yeah, certainly, and then on the field as well. You hear Xander Bogaerts and Mookie Betts and Jackie Bradley, talk about how Poppy, will sit there and talk to them in between at bats in the dugout and, give them an idea of what to look for or give them a little advice on what something he might see in their swing or something he sees a tendency of a certain pitcher. Because what a lot of people don't know about Poppy is that he's at the ballpark every day at about noon for a 7 o'clock game. And, not only is he in the training room trying to get those legs and heels and everything else ready to play, but he's sitting there watching game film for at least 2 hours every game. And he wants to go out on a high, and that's exactly what he's doing. And hopefully he won't go out on that high until the end of October, but that's yet to be seen.
Now, Ron, you mentioned you're the ticket guy. Do you have any information that you can share? Again, I don't know if we want to talk about it yet, but postseason tickets, when, after they clinch, of course, when would those be available?
Well, we all have to. Most teams have already gone on sale with their wild card ticket opportunities and their American League Division Series games. For us, we're a little more superstitious around here, but the timing is going to be as such that you can't wait till that last minute when you clinch. You got to have time to mail the tickets and get the opportunity out there. So I guess I would say keep an eye on RedSox.com or your email inbox or Facebook or Twitter later on this week, because there'll be an announcement coming out about the American League Division Series and possible wild card games very soon.
All right, fantastic. We'll keep an eye open for that, and if you want to slide a couple our way, secret dies with us.
All right, let's talk about that offline.
We got it. Hey, Ron, thank you so much. Great work this season. It's been wonderful to follow, and hopefully we'll be playing baseball into late October, and that Poppy celebration can be a month-long thing.
Rich, thank you so much, and thanks to all your listeners up there in Maine and elsewhere. the support that they've given the Red Sox this year has just been tremendous. This place has been electric all season, and it's been a lot of fun to be a part of.
All right. Thank you, Ron, for joining us. Ron Bumgarner, Red Sox.